Thank you.
So, yeah, I will be presenting this on behalf of EU and the other co-authors. EU had some visa issues and couldn't be here today. For this presentation, we will consider the problem of pre-coding selection for multicast systems. First, we'll motivate the work and give some preliminaries and background, and then we'll introduce the major contribution of this paper, which is a set of probabilistic algorithms over the pre-coding matrices to improve the packet drop rate, given some performance goals. And then we'll give some detailed simulations of this work. So the the motivation is that most wireless systems use some kind of feedback, usually to provide channel state information to the transmitter. New systems and emerging systems such as LTE rely heavily on this kind of feedback to facilitate the growth in data rates due to smartphone traffic and other wireless devices with large data needs. And so what we don't want to do is to send back quantized channel state information, because we want to minimize the number of bits that we are using. And so we instead choose a small number of pre-coding matrices at the transmitter, and then the individual receivers take the channel state information that they measure, choose the optimal pre-coding matrix, and then send back the index of that matrix to the transmitter. And so this method provides gains in beamforming while also minimizing the number of feedback bits. Some of this is beyond the scope of the talk today, but in other work, we have shown that predicted performance gains based on the instantaneous feedback are largely preserved if you consider feedback, if you make long-range predictions based on rapidly time-varying fading channels. And so here the user will predict where the channel will be in 2 to 5 milliseconds, and assuming the accuracy of Jake's model, the performance gains are largely preserved, even for a user traveling in a car at, say, 60 miles an hour. And so the focus of today's talk will be how to accommodate multicast, where the transmitter receives limited feedback from the users about different preferred channels that they have. So our assumptions each... So each user is treated equally, and the important thing will be the geometry of our pre-coding matrices. And so by understanding this geometry, we can infer a partial ordering on the preferences of the users and their most preferred matrix. And so this opens the door to many different global optimization functions we focus on minimizing the outage probability for each of the user's channels. And so the framework is general, but today we'll also focus on an LTE environment where each base station has 2 transmit antennas and each user has 2 receive antennas, so that each point-to-point link is a 2x2 system. And we also consider the standard LTE pre-coding codebook, which will come up later in the talk. So the system model that we have is each user receives a message from the transmitter that's where the pre-coding matrix P shapes the message to be sent, and then it goes through the channel H for each receiver, and it's corrupted by some noise. And here we just combine each of the channels for each receiver into one combined system. We also have for the standard MMSE capacity between the base station and each user, given right here. And so we're interested in maximizing the channel capacity for each user. Here's a representation of the problem. We have 5 users where user 1 and user 2 both select the pre-coding matrix 1 as the optimal, and the other users all choose a different pre-coding matrix as the optimal. So there's a few different ways to make this selection of the optimal pre-coding matrix. And one is we can do random selection or round robin or majority rule. The question is, does the choice make a difference? And in short, it does if the goal involves quality of service. If we were only looking to maximize the sum rate capacity, then we would only see incremental improvement. But because we are choosing other goals than sum rate capacity, then we find that it does make a difference. And so here's our problem formulation. We want to minimize the average drop rate that each user sees. And so an outage happens if the capacity of the channel is below the rate that the transmitter is trying to send to the user, captured right here. And so we want to find the pre-coding matrix that minimizes the sum of all the drop rates of each user. And the problem with this formulation is that the transmitter requires instantaneous channel state information, which will not be available in this situation. And so we reformulate the problem to minimize the expected drop rate based on the previous channel state information fed back from the users. And so if we only have finitely many pre-coding matrices to choose from, then this optimization problem is feasible. And we can, and it's given by this expected value right here, which we can pre-compute at our transmitter, assuming that we have a stationary channel. And so for this computation, we create this matrix A, given right here, and it looks like this, where and then to make our decision, we create this vector V, which is just a collection of the number of users that voted for the pre-coding matrix indexed by J. And so to make our decision for the optimal pre-coding matrix, we just take the largest entry of the product, A times V. So now let's introduce our LTE pre-coding matrices. We see that these rank 1 matrices right here are optimal in the low SNR regime, and the rank 2 matrices are optimal in the high SNR regime. And we want to look at the situation where the channel is both stationary and non-stationary. So if it's stationary, like I said, we can pre-calculate our matrix A and keep it at the transmitter. But if the channel is not stationary or unknown, then we must do adaptive learning of A. And so for this talk, we consider the low SNR region. So we're selecting these rank 1 matrices. And so we will consider how to construct our matrix A in this case. So we see that the important thing to note is that these matrices are given in 3 antipodal pairs. And so, for example, if matrix Q1 is the optimal, then Q2 is many times the worst matrix to choose. And the other 4 are, in some sense, have roughly offer the same performance. So we can reduce the parameterization of our matrix A to 2 parameters given by A and B. And if we subtract it from the all one matrix, then we can further reduce it to parameterization by a single parameter C. And this parameter C is determined by the rate lambda that we're trying to send to each of the users. Or excuse me, the lambda is the outage rate of the channel. And so here we see that if the outage rate is low, which means that our value of C is close to zero, then Q1 is the preferred precoder, and Q3, 4, 5, and 6 will all be greatly preferred over the antipodal matrix Q2. But we see that if the outage probability is high and Q1 is preferred, then the remaining will be treated roughly equally. And so if the channel is non-stationary, then we need to learn this matrix A. And so how will we do that? We proposed this adaptive algorithm, which is similar to simulated annealing. And the basic idea is that we introduce a perturbation to the parameter. And then if that perturbation helps to improve the drop rate, then we update the parameter. If it doesn't, then we randomly update the parameter with some probability. And so we also pick a service such as voice that we're trying to optimize over. So the packet drop rate will greatly affect the quality of a voice call. But you also want to minimize the delay in that link. And so when provisioning a VoIP service, user utility is measured by this R factor. And I just want to emphasize that we could have picked other services with a more stringent quality of service like video or gaming. But the important point here is that we're connecting the channel statistics to the measured quality of the service. And so in this situation, we simulated a system with 8 users and compare our scheme, shown here in black, against the scheme in red without any precoding, and also the round robin scheme. And we see that our scheme is close to the optimal, which the optimal is computed assuming that you have perfect channel state information at the transmitter. And we also see that we have a similar improvement on the R factor, where we're closer to the optimal than the other two schemes. And so finally, we assume that the channel is stationary, and also show that if we use our adaptive algorithm, then we perform very close to the fixed algorithm that involves pre-computing the matrix A at the transmitter. And so this shows that we don't need to necessarily compute our matrix A. We can just use the adaptive algorithm and get nearly as good performance. And so we won't have to store our matrix. And so I hope that this talk has convinced you and piqued your curiosity about using limited feedback information in wireless multicast systems. Thank you.
Yeah, so we have time for questions. Even though the presenter is not an author, you're...
I can try to answer some questions for you.
Questions, then maybe I have to ask you a question. can you go back to the simulation result you showed last?
Yeah. This one?
Yeah, this one here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain why when you increase the threshold, your adaptive as well as the optimized one will converge to the majority vote performance?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Myself, sorry.
Let us think the speaker again.
Sorry.